On today's segment of Keeping It Real, Cam Martian asks you to help keep the news out of the hands of frothy-mouthed people, and still has a few more candied apples, if you're interested.
How much is the news worth to you? How much is it worth to be able to listen to the BBC at night and get a picture of the news the whole world is talking about, not just what they're talking about here? How much is it worth to listen to your friends and family parrot the cable news channels and know, deep in your bones, that they've only been exposed to one side of an important story, that you've heard both sides through your news hookup and have a different, fuller, more rounded perspective? And then you drop in a comment or two that explodes their hysterical argument and leaves them slack-jawed. Myself, I can't get enough of it. It's worth a lot to me. How much is it worth to listen to radio programming over the weekend that you can hardly relate to, about topics so remote that you just shake your head? Yet at the same time, you can't figure out why you're not changing the channel. There's something compelling to it. The way you value this is different than the way I value it, which is different than the person in the car next to you who's also listening right now. But what we all have in common is that we value it. And if it has value, it's worth paying for. Or, in the parlance of public radio contribution season, making a pledge. In the past few weeks, here are the requests for contributions I've received from all over, and I'm sure I'm not much different than you. Money for candied apples for my daughter's student government association. Money for my son's baseball team, for which I got two programs. Money for a friend to go to Japan to run a marathon and pay homage to his pancreas or something like that. A new building for my kid's school, a fundraiser for the hospital, two separate requests by all four kids for an out-of-uniform day which costs money to participate, a request for the annual fund at my kid's school, a request for my daughter to pay for a mission trip this summer, repeated requests from my college alma mater to contribute to their annual giving day, donations for new neighborhood sidewalks, the coaches' club at my kid's school, and a third request for yet another out-of-uniform day that came in as I was writing this. And that's just recently. I could go on. But I stopped the other day and voluntarily wrote a check to Alabama Public Radio because I value the content and the accessibility for people like you and me. And because there's a group of frothy-mouthed nut jobs out there who would love to control what you and I hear over these very airways. How much is it worth to you? Pick an amount you can afford and be proud of and make the donation. And if you have any money left, I still have a bunch of these nasty candied apples. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.